Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. A day after Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa was inaugurated into office for a second term following his disputed election victory, pro-democracy activists are accusing him of unleashing a state-sponsored crackdown on opposition members and human rights lawyers. This after two opposition Citizens Coalition for Change activists, Wombera Ishenende, a councillor-elect for Ward 27 in Glenora, and Sonele Mukuhlani were abducted by suspected state security agents and severely tortured over the weekend before being dumped in Mapinga, just outside the capital, Harare. The leader of the opposition, CCC, Nelson Chamisa, visited the two in hospital today. Their lawyers, Doug Coltart and Tapiwa Muchineripi, were arrested yesterday, on the very same day Mr. Mnangagwa was sworn into office, after resisting police efforts to interrogate their clients, arguing they were in bad shape mentally and physically following their torture. The two lawyers appeared in court today, charged with obstructing justice, and they were released on bail. Coltart and Muchineripi were represented by another human rights attorney, Jeremiah Bamu, who spoke to VOA Studio 7 correspondent Godwin Mangutka after the court session.
They were granted bail in the sum of $500 each, and we asked to come here to court on 20 October 2023 for a determination of the legality of their placement on remand.
What charges are they facing?
They're facing charges of obstructing or defeating the course of justice.
But you have issues with that. These are lawyers who were going about their duty.
Yes, what we basically placed before the court are complaints that their arrest amounts to a criminalization of the exercise of their profession. They were in the course of carrying out their duties, and all they did was to convey advice that had been received from medical personnel about the medical condition of their clients and their ability to withstand police interviews. And because of that simple conveyance of information and representation of their clients, they've been arrested and are now placed on remand. That is a direct attack on the independence of the legal profession and is a move that is calculated into making lawyers fail to exercise their functions.
So what is the court ruling on the 20th of October?
The court will make a ruling on whether their arrest was lawful or not, and it will also receive a report on the complaints that were placed before it, particularly the one that relates to the attack on the legal profession.
Mosho ya onde ichiona kuti vaviri ava magweta aitoita basa rao rechigweta.
Mosho ya vari kupomerwa nemapurisa ndeye kukanganisa mashandiro emapurisa mukuferefeta kwaiita mapurisa nyaya. Asi ivo sekutaura kwavaita uye sekupera kwataita kudare. Mosho ya chaiyo ndeye kuti vaiita basa ravo semagweta, vari kusungirwa kuita basa ravo semagweta, zvinova zvinhu zvisingatarisirwi mune ino nyika, nekuda kwekuti nyika ino inokoshesa zvikuru kushanda kwemagweta kana kushanda kuri pamutemo.
Saka zvichemo zvamakwidza kudare ndezvipi maira nenyaya iyi?
Chichemo chekutanga chatakwidza kudare ndechekuti masungirwo avakaita ndekumbunyikidza mashandiro avo semagweta. Yakuita sokunge mhosva kuti munhu wanzi uri gweta uri kumirira vanhu vakumbira kuti vamirirwe newe. Ndo mhosva yavari kupiwa iyoyo. Ndopaita chimiito chedu ichocho kuti magweta ngaatenderwe uye ngaasiyiwe achishanda basa ravo pasina zvimanikidzero.
That was human rights attorney Jeremiah Bamu representing his peers Doug Coltart and Tapiwa Muchineripi, arrested on charges of obstructing the course of justice. The arrest of the two human rights lawyers and the torture of the opposition CCC activists have been condemned by both local and international rights organizations. Amnesty International issued a statement today calling on Mr. Mnangagwa's government to court, ensure that lawyers are able to perform all of their functions without intimidation, hindrance, harassment, or improper interference. Lawyers should not be identified with their clients or their clients' causes as a result of discharging their functions. Close quote. Critics say the abduction and torture of the two CCC members and the arrest of their lawyers are troubling anecdotes of a violent crackdown already underway against opponents of President Mnangagwa, whose election victory was discredited even by SADC and African Union observer missions. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about what critics are calling a state-sponsored crackdown on the opposition and human rights defenders by President Emmerson Mnangagwa as he seeks to consolidate his disputed election victory. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Kwabasanda kusixhumasi kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk khonapha emsakazweni wenu omkhulu owe Studio 7. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokuthunjwa kwabasekeli be-CCC esikubonileyo ngempelasonto lokubotshwa kwamagqwetha abo izolo esetheswa icala lokuvimba amapolisa ukuthi akhulume labona babe-CCC abathunjiweyo. Abaningi bathi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa yena ofungiswe ukuqala umsebenzi izolo uzimisele ukuqhubeka ehlukuluza abaphikisana laye njalo esephula amalungelo oluntu. Wonke wadiwa watereri ndiyo nyaya yathi ukurukura nezvayo nhasi. Nyaya yekusungwa kwemagweta anga achimirira nhengo dzeCCC mbiri dzakapambwa pakupera pesvondo apa nevanofungidzirwa kuti ma-state security agents vakawanikwa vakarohwa zvakaipisisa. Magweta evaviri ava Doug Coltart nemumwe wake vakasungwa nezuro vachipomerwa mhosva yekudzivirira mapurisa kuita basa rawo. Saka naizvozvo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vari kuchema chema vari kuti haiwa vamunangagwa vari kuratidza kuti vakazvipira kuramba vachishungurudza vanhu vanopikisana navo uye kusaremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. We are now joined by our guest, that's Mr. Tim Muringai of the opposition CCC, Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer, and Mr. Kennedy Mandaza of the ruling ZANU-PF. Welcome, gentlemen, and let me start off with you, Mr. Masie. You are a lawyer, and how did you feel seeing your colleagues appearing in court today, Mr. Doug Coulthard and his colleague, on charges of obstructing justice after they were arrested yesterday while representing their clients?
Yes, what happened to Doug Coulthard and my brother, Mr. Tapio Mchinerivi, is quite unfortunate, and it's something that we have seen happening in Zimbabwe since time immemorial. Lawyers should not be associated with their clients when it comes to probably, you know, the crimes or otherwise that it might have been committed. Lawyers should be able to represent their clients to the fullest extent. And in this situation, the clients that they were representing did not commit any offense. In actual fact, an offense was committed on those clients, a heinous act of torture. And if the doctors had said that these clients were not in a position to answer any questions, then it was the prerogative of the lawyers to protect their clients and take them to the police when time came. But what we have seen today is just something that is unacceptable and something that should not be allowed to happen in a democratic country space.
And the optics of them being arrested exactly on the same day that Mr. Mnangagwa got sworn into office, not a good harbinger, right?
Yes, indeed, it's not. And I think it's just a sign of what is to come. Just before the elections, it seems like there was some window dressing of some semblance of, you know, a non-violence that, you know, the president was preaching. But in fact, some of us knew that, you know, violence was happening in certain sectors, and violence is going to continue after, you know, his inauguration is a way of paging those who opposed him. And it's not a good sign right now that if lawyers are now being arrested for doing their work, it's pretty much an interference of the whole system of governance, which, of course, we have seen, and actually shows that there is likely to be, you know, a lack of rule of law to the fullest extent going forward.
Thank you, Deva Masia, and please do stay on the line. Ndiwe kwamuri, vamuringai. Your party members were kidnapped, allegedly, and tortured by suspected state security agents at the weekend. And their lawyers, we saw them being arrested yesterday, Doug Coulthard and Mr. Mchineripi. What's your take on all those two incidents?
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo, and thank you to Mr. Masie and Mr. Mandaza. Well, we have been very, very clear on standing on our principle that the election was a nullity. And this is what is going on now to try and force a result that has been rejected worldwide and for the first time by SADC, our own brothers in the southern region, who have already confirmed what we have said for years, but now with the evidence, with the SADC observer mission. So this is a continuation to try and intimidate people, to subvert the will of the people. And we know that our people in Zimbabwe voted for the people, for the person that they wanted, the representatives that they wanted. And we shall not be cowered into any submission. We know that the whole world is watching, and they watched Mr. Mnangagwa perform a sham of an inauguration where only three heads of state showed up, and then ex-presidents of a lot of countries. So, you know, this is just a show of force and intimidation that we are afraid is going to continue, like Mr. Masia said.
Kodwa siyake sizwe amapolisa labe bandle libusaya bezana uPF bathi nxa abantu beke babotsha njengabo Dark Coated lo Muchineripi kuthi ukuthi babotshwe ngoba bephule icala njengababili lapha kuthiwa bephule icala ngoba bavimbe amapolisa akade ezama ukuyakhuluma lo Wombera Inende ongukansila wenu ongenayo kaward 27 lo sonele mkuhlane bona ababikwa bethu nje bahlukuluzwa ngempela sonto.
Yeah, into ehluphayo ukuthi ma sikhuluma namapholisa, amapholisa asekukhanya ngantwa asesebenzela izanu instead ukuthi asebenzela abantu. So ma umuntu ethunjiwe, igweta lakhe lile priority ukuthi lincedise umuntu wabo abamrepresentayo ukukhuluma into ekhona, ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi ma uthunjiwe you're not thinking straight, awula la protection khonapho. So into ekhona is ukuthi asifune ukuthi izanu ilokhi ithunje abantu, and then sifuna ukuthi sibopha ama-lawyer abo besithi abakwanisi ukuye bancedisa ngendaba ezithize zakathesi.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Muringai, and please do stay on the line. Va CND Zokere Kwamuri, in such a case where you find that Magweta, Asungwa, Chipomero Mosa, we know lawyers, you guys represent people. But in this case, you called that and Muchineripi have become defendants. We have seen statements coming from different human rights organizations, Amnesty International, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, are all condemning this. But how do you make sure you are safe as a lawyer operating in such an environment?
Yeah, as lawyers, you see, our tool, our main shield is the Constitution. And our job of representing clients is pretty much inscribed in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And in a normal democracy, in a normal country, you would think that the government would also cherish the Constitution and respect every provision in there. Lawyers have got the right to represent clients in terms of our Constitution, and clients also have the right to legal representation of their choice, of which right now we are seeing both, infringement, on the side of the lawyers, where they cannot or they are not being allowed to represent their client, and also an infringement on the part of the client, where the client's choice of lawyers has been taken away from them. Now the lawyers are now defendants, and these clients are now lawyerless, or so to say. So this is a very, very sad situation where you see a government, a whole police not respecting the Constitution, which should be, their main document they should respect when they are operating in a country that they call a democracy.
Thank you there, Mr. Masia. Let me now bring in Mr. Kennedy Mandaza of the ruling ZANU-PF. Mr. Mandaza, your government assumed, the president assumed office yesterday. Parliament will be sworn in on Thursday. But clearly you guys have started on a bad footing because as it is, we have seen human rights defenders dragging you, accusing you of violating human rights. We saw two CCC members being abducted and tortured over the weekend, and yesterday we saw their lawyers being arrested in Harare while representing their clients. Clearly, you started things on a bad footing, Mr. Mandaza.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. the contrary to what you are saying or what people are saying, the government is not starting with a wrong footing at all. However, there are people who have an agenda that they failed to achieve during the election process, which they would want to perpetuate in order to discredit the government. And then they make the conclusion that the government has started on the wrong footing. It is not in the interest of the government or President Mnangagwa to arrest people who have not committed any crime. It is not in the best interest of the government of President Mnangagwa to abduct or to do the things that are alleged to have happened, because President Mnangagwa, to ascend to the position where he is, together with the parties that he leads, they have been very equivocal when it came to the need for a violence-free election before, during, and even after. And even in his inauguration speech yesterday, he emphasized the need for people to maintain peace as a major prerequisite for all of us as a collective to develop our country. So it is neither here nor there for those who are coming up with nefarious agendas to make sure that they tarnish the image of the new government. We hope that challenge soon will prevail. Those who have not taken the idea that it's Zanu-PF that has won, they should get back to their senses and accept that they lost in an election where we saw a number of people going to the polls and casting for their vote. And we have always said numbers do not lie.
Asivamandaza, assuming these guys were abducted by state security agents or ZANU-PF members or whoever is acting on behalf of the state, the argument on the part of the government might be, on behalf of Mnangagwa, the argument might be, what do we have to lose anyway? We have been isolated even by the our African brothers. After SADC and the African Union said the elections in Zimbabwe were not credible.
I think this is very clear to anyone who would want to see things as they are. It is not just the best interest of ZANU-PF and its government to abduct anyone at this particular juncture, or even in the past. Because we know there are people who are hell-bent on soiling the image of the party, of the president, and of the country. And it is for that reason that people want to raise it to come up with a patriotic act. And it is because of the machinations that we have seen in the past, of people who have been trying to discredit. And we would therefore not wonder at this point in time whether we have a number of people that are disgruntled who felt that they were going to win but did not win.
Thank
and
you.
They are therefore.
Thank you very much.
They are the people responsible in order to carry the image of the party and government.
Thank you, Deva Mandaza. Regarding Motora Mtereri. Good evening, caller Mtereri Mlaleli. I see a pila. Tipe ofungwa zenyu, maizwa nyari mugango. Wakusi pumbo nwako.
Ya, nani nino wadu, ili nasiririsa. Kuti tinipinde kuti chini wa Second Republic, mero tini huko ni demokrasi. Asi nikitaura kudaro ndinowana kuti vanhu vanokuramba vachibatwa nezvinohwa misimbo yekidzi zvinova zvinhu zvinosiririsa kuvana vezimbabwe. Chinhu chinorwadza zvikuru kuti takapedza maelection akahinhu ko munhu anore zvinhuzvo ko munhu anofambirwei semamwe anoadzitirwei tinoona vanangadza nemamwe vava pakaita soini vakataura vakaisa zvitudzo zvekuti vachaita kuti demokrasi uye vanhu vachengeteke munyika. Kana vanhu vachivandezvikura vachibatwa vachirohwa vachiimbunyikidzwa vachinoita zvakadaro ko demokrasi yacho iri papi?
Haiwa, tinotenda mutereri ipapo. Ngipenduke kuwe mnumzana Muringai. Sibonile alihambanga enkantolo njenge-TCCC ukuyaphikisa impumela yokhetho, lithi liya-engeja isadaki labanye labo-African Union. Abalaleli abasekeli bena abaningi bafuna ukubakwazi ukuthi kahle kahle manyathelo bani eliwathathayo ngaphandle kokukhuluma ukuthi liyakube ekubo-AU lakubo-sadaki, ngoba abantu abaningi bathi liyabadisappointa, liyaba you know, you are disappointing abasekeli benu abakhangelela ukuthi ubaba uChamisa akhokhele lidinga indlela yoku yokudinga isombululo kudaba lweZimbabwe.
Ngiyabonga ngombuzo wona lowo. Ngiyabonga balaleli. Into ekhona yikuthi ngathiwa sahambe enkantolo siyakwazi ukuthi vele ubaba uMalaba wayeza esijikele phandle, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi bamnika i-extension ye-court yena owayemele retire nge-75 years. Okwesibili ukuthi i-SADC ngokwayo, le-AU, i-African Union, le-European Union, lama-pastors e-Africa, e-Zimbabwe wonke, abafundisi bonke in the Churches Council bakhuluma bathi hayi ukhetho lolo vele belungabanga fair and they were not free and they were not credible. Sakubona kobulawayo abantu benikwa amavoti bevota phakathi kobusuku. Sakubona eHarare lamanye amatown emanikaland amanye amavoti afika phakathi kwebusuku ngama-3 ekuseni and all that other stuff. Bona bayithi ngesilungu disenfranchisement yabantu. So into ekhona yikuthi i-SADC ingabuya le verdict yayo lingadani, kathesi ubaba uChamisa is putting a plan together ukuthi kube le brand new elections eZimbabwe ukuthi kube le credibility le fairness ekhona. Okwayenzakala kunomzana Mnangagwa izolo lokuyana yikudlala nje, ngoba sabona ukuthi Africa yonke lelizwe lonke jikelele lasola into eyenzakalayo eZimbabwe. So abantu bekhangelele a new brand new election eZimbabwe.
Coming to you Vamasiye, inyika yofambira seimberi apa, does the answer to Zimbabwe's problems lie in the politics of the day, kana kuti it lies somewhere in courts where Chamisa says is not going?
Yeah, I think right now nyika yedu iri pa yatinga pachirunge predicament yekuti hatikwanisi kuchitrust my institutions edu akaiswa nebumbi redu remutemo, nekuti ikoko kukota singe kwa nevanhu vakarerekera kudivi rimwe chete rinova rezanupf. Saka iko zvino hakusisina confidence kumatare kwazvo nango mupolitics dzacho. Saka zvakaitwa neSADC zvokubudisa magwaro yekuti election yedu yanga isina kumira zvakanaka, izvinopawo some hope yekuti kunzeuko dzaimbove shamwari dzezanupf dzacho dzakuchionawo kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Saka tinovimba kuti kuda izvozvozvo zvinokwanisa kutipawo yatingati rope to hold on to, but kumatare kwedu kwedzimhosva ndiko kuda kugadziriswa. And tinoonawo zvekare panyaya iyo yaiitika yemagweta, yekuti magweta ari kusungwa and nyaya yavo iri kuenda kumatare edzimhosva anova ari one for achiprotekta magweta
acho. Thank you Deva Masiye. Vamandaza, coming to you in 30 seconds. Hanzi nevamwe muchaitonga sei nyika vamnangagwa is even isolated by his brothers in the African Union, neSADC pachidimbo? Vamandaza? We seem to have lost Mr. Kennedy Mandaza there of the ruling ZANU-PF party. But that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to say thank you so very much to our guests, Tim Muringai of the CCC, Kennedy Masiye, a human rights lawyer, and Kennedy Mandaza of ZANU-PF. Let's make another date tomorrow. Kuna Zimbabwe.